Bulls to make it 28-3. Arthur Blank loving it, up by 25. Toss to White. He's in! What a comeback!
All right, welcome back to another episode of the 28-3 podcast. Today's episode, we're going to go ahead and talk about free agency. So the legal tampering window opens up on Monday at 11 a.m.
Yep, and we're recording this before it's open, so, you know, no breaking news from us.
Yep, no, this is going out before the tampering period starts, so we'll kind of see if the Saints pick up anybody that's on our wish list or we get rid of anybody that might not be expected.
Or make a trade of a very prominent defender.
I don't think that'll happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I
hope it doesn't happen.
From what I've seen people posting about what the comp will be, if we do that, we have lost our mind. We've given up.
You're referring to the guy from Over the Cap. I can't remember his goddamn name.
It's the same round guy, pick or whatever he said.
Yeah, it's the same guy every year who writes the doomsday article about the Saints cap and how this is the year the reckoning is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said fifth round pick, which is, there's no fucking way.
That's the latest. And I think somebody else said third, and
it just doesn't make sense.
We've talked about this, and I'm going to say it as clear as day. If it's not a 1++,
I agree.
This makes no sense. This is one of the best players in the league at his position. He is highly paid. There's no doubt about it. He's, I think, right on the fringe of top five paid in the league. After this offseason, he won't be a top five paid corner anymore. There is no way you can trade him for less than a 1+ extra capital. There's no way.
I am fine with a 1.
A single one. What pick? Let's put it that way. What pick? Because that matters. 28? You good with 28 from
Marshawn Lattimore? If he gets traded this year, I think it would be to the Lions for that 28 pick.
There's no way I'm taking that.
I would much prefer they sit on him till the summertime, trade him in August. If they're going to trade him in August for a 2025 first-round pick.
Yeah.
And that would be my preference, because then at that point, let's just say the wheels do fall off on DA, and then all of a sudden we have a high pick. And let's just say, you know, let's say for shits and giggles, we trade him to the Lions. Let's say the Lions, they have a down year. All of a sudden, you might have two top 15 picks.
But real quick, you think the Lions, chances of a down year for the Lions?
That was just a hypothetical.
I know.
I would prefer but the 25
pick. It's a team
pick
on the upswing that just made the NFC Championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the instant gratification in me wants a pick this year, a 1 this year. But to your point, if you are thinking about it logically,
right,
then it might just make more sense if you're talking a 1, that it's a next year 1. Now, that said, given the gap we have in our current slate of picks between 2 and 5, it would be nice. It usually doesn't work this way if it was a 1 next year and a mid-round this year. I think
that would entail them trading him, obviously, before the draft.
Correct. And I don't know that that's going to happen.
Now, here's the problem with all this. And the fans, our fans especially, because we're overly passionate fans, like, things start rolling downhill and they just start to escalate sometimes. And there is a drastic underestimation of how good this motherfucker is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Correct.
The fans just don't get it. You don't draft a player that good often.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy that it's even split. I mean, I think there are a lot of fans who do get it, because there's a lot of people out there saying, no, we shouldn't draft them. But to your point, there are a ton who are like, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably time, you know, get some value out of them, yada, yada.
You're lucky if you have three guys as good as Marshawn Lattimore on your roster. And that goes for any team. How many players do the Chiefs have that just won the Super Bowl that are better than Marshawn Lattimore? You got Mahomes, Chris Jones, probably end of the list. Right? It's just, I feel like because he got injured midway through the season the last two times, and that is a concern, which brings up why, in my opinion, you know, they've talked about the broken relationship and all that. Who knows what's true of that? Like Corey always says, we don't know what's going on behind there. But I think there was probably a little bit of frustration that he couldn't come back from these in a more reasonable amount of time. Whether that's fair or not, we don't know how bad the injuries are. We don't know any of that. So I throw all that out. for the majority of his career, he's been a very healthy player. He's played a ton of games for us. He is a difference maker on that defense. You saw 2 years ago, he came back in and the defense completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a really tough time, unless you're bringing a haul that shows his talent,
yeah,
that it's a panic move. It reminds me of the Chauncey thing. Like, because we were frustrated and because, you know, and he's nowhere near the player Marshawn is, but we did not get fair value for Chauncey.
Yeah, it was...
Well, to be fair, Chauncey was going to get cut. Like, they were going to cut him.
I agree, but that's an organization problem. I'm just talking about the player and the compensation. That's all I'm talking about. And that was not fair value for him as a player, correct? At the time.
Yeah. And part of the reason we were going to cut him is the ire.
The way he was acting.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I mean, if you're going to cut him, it's better to get a fifth than it is to get nothing.
It's this culture.
If you're going to cut him.
It's this culture idea that DA has spoken of before, when it's like, is it the players that are the problem to your culture, or is it that you're not connecting with your players?
Yeah,
and that's another thing we'll never know as well.
Well, let's say this about Chauncey. He is that guy. He's the asshole when he is on your team, he's our asshole and we love him.
Correct.
He's like Stifler in American Pie.
Like, look, there was plenty on training camp tape that you could actually see as a fan of him acting out. And
yeah.
He turns his ankle and he's screaming at the coaches like, this is why you got to pay me. All this stuff.
All the bullshit.
And look, he went to the Eagles. He went to the Eagles. They didn't win the title. And all of a sudden, he's gone. And he's bad-mouthing the entire fucking city of Philadelphia on the way out.
Right.
Now he goes to Detroit. Let's see if they re-sign him. I don't know what his... I want to say he signed a one-year deal with them. So let's see what happens.
But let's be honest about their defense, too. It got way better when he came back.
Oh, we love him.
Way better.
We loved him as a player.
Yeah. They were a terrible defense, and then they motored to the NFC Championship, playing pretty good defense the whole way.
I do think it's... I don't want to comp it to the Gardner-Johnson trade, because they're two different players.
Yeah,
like, Lattimore is...
Lattimore is
either the best player on the defense or the second best player. I lean second best because DeMario never misses a game, and DeMario is a Hall of Famer. Marshawn
is not
a Hall of Famer.
But he's also 7 years younger.
He is 7 years younger, but what is he, 28 now?
Guess who wasn't a Hall of Famer at 28?
Mm-hmm.
DeMario. So he hadn't made it all pro at that point. Now,
yeah,
he's an anomaly. We love DeMario. I'm not trying to – I don't even want to compare them. They're both awesome. Lattimore is the most valuable player on our roster.
Correct.
He's more valuable than DeMario.
He's literally more valuable because he would demand the
I don't know, because the defense didn't fall off a cliff. I thought it was going to.
Well, in terms of market value,
it struggled mightily.
In terms of market value,
he's
going to
fetch you more
valuable
than DeMario right now, because DeMario is 7 years older.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. He's the most valuable player on our team. But when we take into account everything, he's the most valuable player on our team.
So to reset, you know, because we could easily do an entire episode about Marshawn.
Mm-hmm.
But
We set
this up because of free agency.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a big thing, because if that's a hole, then we were all texting, what do we do with Alante? Adebo moves in that spot. Does Yotam go outside?
Do you look to free agency for the slot guy? Because that's usually a good.
You do.
I think you do.
And we need a safety now, right?
Yeah. I mean, but so that brings
I think Howden slides right into Mace.
That brings me to my question with regards to free agency and potential trades or holes we're going to have on either side of the ball, any position. I guess what position, ask you first, Max, do you think is best filled, position or positions best filled via free agency as opposed to the draft?
Right this now, this year, us? I want either an edge rusher, Danielle Hunter from Minnesota would be ideal, or give me an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
You know, someone that's going to be a plug and play guy. I want the team to bring back Andrew Speed. It would help the salary cap out because of the way his contract is structured.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can bring him back, you can lessen the cap hit we're already going to have.
Follow up on that real quick. Where do you think, do we look at the top end of free agents? Are we looking at that top 25, or is that out of the question?
Well,
and we're
I
looking?
Think Mickey has proven that he is always looking at that top. That
they
top
always
five.
Find change under the cushion in the couch.
If they want a guy.
But we haven't actually signed many of those guys.
I think Carr was the top of the line guy last year. Contract-wise.
I hate to Jairus bring Bird. It up, but Jairus Bird, like,
that was a decade ago, though. But like, generally, we kind of wait. That's
they
why
try though. They went after, what was it, Ndamukong Suh?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
time
they did. Clowney,
Clowney. Dude, they try. I mean, they haven't always gotten.
So that's what I'm
guy.
Asking. Do you think that's?
But the question: are we looking? Right. We're looking.
Dude,
you know,
are we looking at the top, or are we looking to get multiple players in the middle?
The smarter move is the DeMario Davis approach, because let's be honest, when we signed him a couple years ago, nobody envisioned that he was going to become this Hall of Fame player that he is. So I guess that's the quote-unquote second wave slash bargain bin shopping. I think that's what the prudent thing would be to do. But, you know, if the right situation comes up, like maybe, you know, Daniel Hunter, what, he went to LSU. Maybe he says, hey, I want to come play in Louisiana. I think at that point, you try to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you figure out. There's certain guys
that's
that
a
are
difference
that good.
Maker. He's not 30 yet. I mean.
God.
So, well, you sign him to
or Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, that's my guy. I have two guys. If we
he's
were going to go.
Yeah.
Let's all say if we could get one of these splash guys, let's call them top 20 guys, who would they be? For me, there's two that I think immediately change the team, and it's Daniel Hunter, like Max said, and Antoine Winfield. If we,
yeah,
that dude
changes
games. He's 25 years old. I would roll out the
now
truck
Winfield,
for him.
But he's franchised and not going anywhere.
I was about to say.
Oh, he did today.
They franchised him. Yeah. Yeah, he's franchised. So you're not getting
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the.
Yeah, I would say Christian Wilkins and Hunter.
Well, me too. I text you about Wilkins immediately. I would throw all of our free agency money at Christian Wilkins and be fine with it.
And look, they can structure it any which way they want. They can make it happen.
Well,
if they want to.
So I'm looking at the NFL.com. It's Greg Rosenthal's free agent list updated after the franchise tags. The 14th ranked free agent right now, Xavier McKinney is your top safety guy now that Winfield's tagged.
That's a no for me.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to pay big money. I'd rather roll with Howden and Abram.
I think Winfield's a difference maker.
The guy
that's
we were just
I
talking
that.
About, CJ,
yeah,
is ranked higher than McKinney. He's an 11th ranked free agent. And I don't know.
I would be terrified to give that guy big money.
Yeah. 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 Anybody should. Somebody will, but I don't think we should do that again.
Well, safety, someone was talking about this. I saw safeties. It's like these guys get signed, and then like 2 years later, they're off the team. You know what I mean? Like they don't stick when you get a big contract.
They're like starting pitchers in baseball. Where
I would not
like
give
they,
Chauncey a big contract. They have, Chauncey is a mid guy who is like a, you know, like Max said, the guy you want on your team and you don't want him on another team, he's just a little instigator. He's like
he's Cortland Finnegan.
He's another guy that
which
like he
need one.
He's upped his. There's the play on the field, and then he also has this brand, this heel character that he is that gets him attention, and so it gets people watching him. It gets the writers
you've been,
talking
you've been
about
watching
him.
Wrestling all of a sudden. You got the heel babyface terminology going.
I remember when we had Jono on.
Yeah.
That kind of clued me off to it, but that's kind of the role he plays in the NFL lexicon.
Absolutely,
of,
man.
You know, so
Cortland Finnegan, all love to watch him.
Exactly. Yeah. So that helps you as a player with your stock and free agency and stuff like that. So
look, we love him. There is no way in hell we are signing this guy. So we can go ahead and stop talking about him.
Yeah, I'm okay with us not.
That bridge got burnt down
with us not touching him.
Yeah.
Safety,
let me say this. Safety, I would roll with Howden and
I'm
Abram.
Sitting it out if it's Xavier McKinney is my best option.
Yeah,
I'm
not paying big money.
I'm sitting that out.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would like to see us find use free agency for offensive line. I mean,
I just want to fill the gaping holes in free agency so when we do go into the draft, we
how much
can
is Tyron Smith
going to
make?
Free us up.
Yeah, best available player.
How much is Tyron Smith going to make? He's only going to get a 2-year deal somewhere, maybe three.
How old is he? 30, 31?
33, I would say.
Jesus,
32?
He's that old now?
32 Fuck. Or 33. But he was awesome this year.
He's 33.
33.
Doesn't he have injury concerns, though? Hasn't he been injured the last couple? I haven't.
No, that's Zach Martin's been injured the last couple years.
Yeah.
But he still made All-Pro. Wait, let's go. I think he played most. He did have 1 year where he had. I don't think it was like back-to-back years. I could be wrong.
Christian Wilkins is the dream. That to me is like if it's
or Hunter. Those are different.
Even more so, Wilkins. Because Wilkins is younger. Like if you somehow get a shot at him, that solves your defensive. Imagine having him and Brzee. Holy shit! You're gonna wreck shit. Then your defensive ends are freed up.
If we brought in Wilkins, then I would get off of the we have to re-sign Roach train. You know?
Oh God, yeah. He's not gonna cost much.
I'm signing Roach no matter what.
Now they restructured Shepard, so he's here.
Yeah.
So who's the odd man out?
Saunders back.
Which is Binky? So
he's still ripe for restructure too,
bro. That's a hell of a five of a group of five. If you
because that's
pull
what
in
you want out of Shepard and Saunders is for them
to be the bottom of the bench.
Yeah,
rotation
or just rotation guys. Or the fill-in guys. You know, like if Brzee and Wilkins are up front as your dudes.
God, could you imagine that?
I do still think even with them, you do still need to get a pass rusher in the draft.
Absolutely. They need two guys on the defensive line, an edge rusher and a tackle, and you need two. Whether it's combination, it's going to be a combination of free agency and the draft.
Because
imagine getting Wilkins and Dallas Turner.
Because unless you have a solve for both, and I know it's like sounds like eating your cake and having it too. If you don't shore up your interior and your pass rush, then you're just playing whack-a-mole in the defense. Because two things affect – Nick talked about it last episode. The thing that affects a game on defense, if for your defense, a pass rush affects the game. But you know what also affects your record over the course of a season is a terrible run defense. If you can't stop the run, you're going to get burned. Okay, so like it might not be the most obvious thing.
It's not the sexy pick.
It's not the sexy thing. Yeah. But if you're allowing 100 yards a game – on the run?
You notice a theme here. We talked about the trenches.
Yeah.
Offensive line,
yeah,
defensive line. Those are the two areas to me that need to be fortified.
That will always matter in football until they completely change the
rules. You fortify that offensive line, all of a sudden Carr's going to have more time. Carr's going to look better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the receivers are going to have more time to run their routes because Carr's going to have more time to throw.
And if you don't.
Defensive line, the corners are going to have more time to. Yeah. The edge rushers are going to be able to get free, and the corners won't need to guard as long as they do.
And it still comes down. The games a lot of times come down to time of possession. And if you're stopping the run, you're not allowing the other team to just bleed that clock out, get your offense out of rhythm, stuff like that. So
the dream to me would be if you could somehow pull Wilkins and then you could get, you know, Dallas Turner in the draft in the first round and then Keon Coleman in the second, I would be doing fucking cartwheels.
But what do you do about offensive line if you do that? You just roll with it, sign everybody back?
The offensive line, I mean, honestly, the defensive line scares me more than the offensive line.
The defensive line does not anything well.
They don't. There's no – who's your best guy?
Right.
Granderson.
It's like present versus Brzee.
It's Brzee.
The defensive line as a whole does not do anything well. The offensive line did not do anything well last year. Because when you look at the O-line, they're all top shelf draft type guys. It's like you hope that the coaches we're bringing in can get it out of them. You know, whereas the D-line, it's more hodgepodge. The highest drafted dude on the D-line is Cam Jordan.
Yeah, look, that's a good point because the pedigree of the defensive
Brzee's
line.
And Brzee's a first. You got two first.
I'm sorry, yeah.
You got two
Brzee,
first, but the offensive line, I mean, how many first rounders do we have? You got Penning, you got Pete.
Four.
Yeah.
You have so many.
I think, honestly, there's a world where the new coaches get in the building, they change the scheme up. You know, the guys who are athletes, Hurst is, he's got to go to the end of the bench in this scenario because he is not an athletic guy. Plus, he's over 30. I think he's like 33 at this point.
He's free agent, right?
No, I think he's under contract.
One year?
Yeah. So you're looking at guys who I think could take a step up is Saldivari. He's athletic as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you plug him in at one of the guard spots.
He was second?
He was the first pick of the fourth round.
Okay, I don't know why I thought second.
So apparently people were hot on his trail. Like, that was the guy, you know, people were targeting to go up and get. So I expect him to get a starting role this year. I think, to me, plug him in at left guard, leave Ruiz at right guard, you got McCoy at center, Ramchek, hopefully the news we've heard about his knee and, you know, that he's making progress on it, hopefully you can have him for another year at a decent level. It's left tackle. Now, if you bring back Pete, and maybe Penning takes to the new scheme.
There's hopefully no scenario we can't bring back Pete at this point to me. He has
to be
brought back.
You have to bring him back. That's the number one free agent priority to me, to re-sign on the current free agents, is Pete.
Yeah, I think the only teams that would try to throw a wrench in that would be teams that have staff members from our former coaching tree. I mean,
Pete put great film on tape.
Like,
dude, he can play tackle. That's what I'm saying. Guard.
Like, people that knew him.
I'm going to say the opposite. I think he's going to be a hot commodity. You're going to see people. I mean, he's going to get offers.
You're saying the opposite of Nick. Okay.
I think he is. He's a versatile.
No, we're both saying.
Oh, I thought you said there's no scenario where we don't.
No, we have to bring him back. That's what I was saying.
I thought you were saying like that we won't be able to get him back.
I was saying there's no scenario we don't sign him. Like, well, I feel like we're signing him no matter what.
He and I are on the exact same page with this.
We'll pay the premium.
We absolutely have to bring back Pete. But what I'm saying is I think he's going to have a strong market because he showed this year that he can play the premium position on the offensive line at a high level. Whereas before, he was always a really good guard. Then he showed that he can be a really good left tackle on an offensive line where the rest of the guys were fucking tripping over their own dicks all year.
Yeah.
So, to me, he's going to have a market. Because Pete's, 29?
Is he that young?
He's 29 or 30.
So, we bring back...
I'm going to say he's 30.
So
yeah,
Pete
he was drafted
back,
2015, so this was his 19th.
He was young when he came out, though.
Year? Yeah, he was young.
So, Pete comes back...
He'll be 30 for this year.
Unlike last year, where last offseason, where he was guard... He comes back this year as a
He's
tackle.
30 right now.
Does that now put an onus on us to fill the other guard spot
No.
Saldivari.
I think you missed what I was saying.
Do you think Saldivari starts starting?
I think you with the new scheme, and given that you want athletic offensive linemen, and Saldivari fits that bill. Cesar Ruiz fits that bill.
Right.
Eric McCoy fits that bill.
Yeah, we know Ruiz, McCoy, and Ramczyk.
Ramczyk. Not as much anymore with the injuries, but Pete is athletic as fuck.
Yeah, we know.
So,
that, yeah.
Penning, athletic as fuck. These guys fit this system. So you got to hope that the new offensive line coach can extract from Penning what they need to, and just get him to be a serviceable starter. Cesar Ruiz sucked his first 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Sucked.
That's correct.
Like, we were looking at him, we're like, this dude's a bust.
Terrible. Yeah.
And year three,
wasn't looking
he
good
turned it around and turned years. Into yeah. a serviceable starter. We just need Penning to follow the Cesar Ruiz blueprint. Like, just become a serviceable starter. I don't need you to be a fucking all pro. Just be the Cesar Ruiz level.
Don't be the problem.
Just don't be the problem.
Yeah. Well, we.
How is Devin White only 25? That's insane.
Yeah.
Devin White.
26 linebacker.
I'm just looking at the free agent list. He's 25 years old still.
That can't be right.
That's amazing.
NFL has him at 26, but you know,
okay, Jesus I'm looking Christ. At 25.
Anyway, so I think that would be my plan, and that's why I don't think offensive line is as disastrous as I thought it was going into it. I started thinking about it and seeing the new coaches that are coming in. Like, there is a plausible scenario to where the offensive line could bring back the same people they had last year and be fine.
Yeah.
Now, I would like them to go sign, you know, one of those mid-level, let's call it a DeMario Davis type contract when we signed him, somebody mm-hmm. like that on the offensive line. And then, you know, obviously fortify it with another offensive lineman picked in the, whether it's the first, second, or third round.
Get the 69th ranked free agent, John Runyon. He might fit that bill.
Junior.
No, but we just, I think there's a world where the offensive line is not this huge catastrophe that everyone's making it out to be. The defensive line, as we talked about, that to me.
To be fair with the offensive line too, and to Derek Carr. It was two different seasons. The last six games, the offensive line held up.
Yeah.
Derek Carr played better. Now, we hope that's not an anomaly. We don't know. It was only six or seven games. But the offensive line the first five games was a catastrophe. We know that. That's why we were losing games. They were the sole reason we were losing games. The defense was playing well in the first third of the season. The offensive line couldn't block anyone. Carr was under duress the entire time.
And they couldn't run block
and
the entire
year. And
we couldn't
run all year.
The whole year. It was terrible.
Right. Yeah.
That's correct.
No, it was definitely
so
regression.
We can't get Wilkins, right? Assume we can't get Wilkins. Anyone else out there? Because you're looking, it seems like you're looking defensive line is the biggest free agent need.
Yes.
Leonard Williams is out there, I think. Did they do anything with him or no?
I don't know. Corey, what do you see on there? Did you, no, he didn't get franchised.
He's only 29 still.
That's crazy.
And still a good player. Chase Young's obviously available. He's only 24. What's he worth? I don't know. I think he's going to get a prove-it deal. I don't think anyone's going to pay him.
Agree.
He
scares me. I wouldn't give him a long-term big deal.
Not a long-term. Would you give him a two-year 25?
Yes.
Okay, me too. You got Bryce Huff from the Jets, which would be a cheaper, probably a $10 million guy. Defensive tackle, DJ Reader, that's not what we need.
What would be interesting is you know, we talk about younger guys, but if we're looking for maybe like a stopgap, like there's Za'Darius Smith, he's out there. There's Fletcher Cox, you know, give him a 1 year deal. You know, you got to figure he can be better than what you have for a year until you can develop.
Those
draft.
Are the guys that Fletcher
Did
Cox is the guy that's going to a team that's a playoff team that's on the
that's
verge.
Trying to
he's
win.
Gonna,
yeah. push.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to say,
he's not coming here.
He's going to pull a give me my ring.
What about, right.
Did they do anything with Patrick Queen or no?
No, he's a free agent.
Full free agent? That's crazy. Just made all pro. And they're letting him go free agent at 24?
They didn't tag him? Jesus.
Oh, they tagged the DT.
That's right. Yeah. The guy whose name we cannot
Queen's
say.
Up there.
Right.
He's young, too.
24 Justin years M. old and plays Dude, off of DeMario.
Now, what...
So that means if you get him, then you're basically punting on Warner.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're
Or they're the two next year. They're not going to sign.
Or it's a succession plan for DeMario.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
it's not the worst idea.
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean,
the problem is you can't, if you give them big money, someone's got to come off the field.
Right.
So either you stunt Warner's growth.
You can't play everybody. Yeah.
You can't play everybody.
And Warner's young too. What's he, 25 this year? So he's super young still.
Oh, another position I wouldn't mind, wide receiver. Get like a big bodied vet. I mean, look, we got all the young guys in the world.
Did they do anything with Michael Pittman? Because that's the guy.
They franchised Michael Pittman, yeah.
That's the guy.
See, Michael Pittman, that's Keon Coleman, basically. That's the same player.
100%. Wideouts, you know, looking in the 30, 40 ranked range, Curtis Samuel's 28.
No.
He doesn't really move the needle.
You need a big guy.
But could fit Juwan this Jennings. Offense decent because he can do different things. He can run those sweeps.
Dude,
we
need a big body guy. We need somebody.
Won't cost anything.
Gabe Davis is 25.
Oh,
that's a good one. I saw him.
You know, he could thrive in this offense.
I like that.
Yeah.
He won't be crazy expensive either. He shouldn't be.
That would be a fun one.
What's his projection? Do they give a salary projection for him? Is it like $8
million?
$8 to $10 million?
I don't see what I'm looking at. But
I don't think I'd give him like 15 or anything, but 8 to 10, I would probably do that for Gabe
Absolutely.
Davis.
He's going to get more than that, though, I feel like.
Was it Christian Kirk? When did he sign with the Jags? Got that
Gabe Davis is 24, bro.
Is that last year?
He's going to be 25 for this year, but Jesus.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering if
this was Christian Kirk's second year with the
if the
Jags.
Receiver market is going to go nuts like it did last year, where like mediocre guys were – not mediocre, but just like not top-shelf guys were getting – crazy money.
See, I'm to the point on receiver that I am with running back almost, because if you're paying a receiver $25 million, it makes things hard.
Yeah,
you can't. That's been our argument. Not our argument. That's been our stance against Olave for basically the entire season. Is like I'm not comfortable giving just about any receiver that much money. But if I am going to give it to him, you better be fucking Ja'Marr Chase.
Or Tyreek Hill.
Or Tyreek Hill. Someone who changes.
Jordan Jefferson.
Yeah, changes. Jordan Jefferson. Someone who changes the game. I'm not giving Justin Jefferson. I'm not giving it to a guy.
Jordan first. I messed you up. That's my fault.
I'm not giving it to a guy who scraped out 1,000 yards two years in a row.
It's got to be a dominant.
It's got to be dominant. Like alpha, dominant.
Yeah, off the bus matchup problem.
Calvin Johnson.
Larry Fitzgerald. DeAndre Hopkins. All right, now Gabe Davis, 6'2", 225. That's who I want.
I've always liked Gabe Davis.
That's my guy. That's who.
But if you'd sign him, you're not drafting one. You okay with that?
It's 24. He's going to be 25 this year. I'm fine with that.
I understand. You're giving up your guy?
Keon? He's the prototype that we're hoping we draft.
Yeah.
You know,
I think Keon's got a little more upside than him, personal opinion.
Well, Keon's only 20. I think he'll be 21 for next year. So, obviously, there's no guarantees.
I like Gabe Davis. Keon's a dog in the air. Like,
absolutely.
That looks like old school, like Anquan personality. Like, no one's winning this ball but me. Gabe Davis is a really great number two receiver, in my opinion.
That's a fair point.
And, you know, any offensive skill guy we get gets to start fresh with the first year, at least for our team, coaching staff.
Let me say this.
Keith Williams coming in.
I meant to say this on the last episode when we were talking about the combine, but there were a couple of receivers that I really like who can kind of fit that Deebo Samuel kind of role if we do incorporate those aspects of it into the offense. So you got Malachi Corley.
Yeah.
And to Nick's point, when you're looking for
like a brick.
He's 5'11".
He's 215.
215, 220.
That's what you need to run those plays. You have to have that.
His yards after the catch is insanity. It's the last 2 years, he was first a year before, and I want to say he was in the top five this past year. Those are the guys we need a receiver. The absolute dog. The guy who is just going to run you over. So Corley's one. Keon Coleman's another one. Xavier Leggett from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just we need, we need it.
That's not what Gabe Davis is, if you watch his game, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he is a bigger body guy.
Bigger body. He can get downfield.
He boxes out. He plays
100%. Yeah. And I like him as a player, but he's not what Max is talking about, in my opinion.
Right. Now, if we could get him for that $8 to $10 million, then I'm doing that second.
No question.
I'm not giving him 15.
Give him Mike Thomas's money from this year. Gets 6 years younger.
Yeah, it's a shame that we technically still do have Mike Thomas, but that's the role we're looking to fill. We're looking for that dog, that guy who's just gonna, you know, the ball's up in the air. He's going to get it every time.
Look at it the other way at receiver too, though. If we do nothing, our top three receivers make $0.
Right.
That's pretty good situation as
far as
they're
all 25 and younger.
They're all 25 and younger. They're all on rookie deals.
Man, I'd like a vet.
I think we need it. I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying we have no money there committed.
Yeah.
And we all like AT to see what happens next for him. I would hate to get another guy and limit what we do with AT next year, because we saw some really he might be that. We don't know.
Yeah, he might be. This is why it all comes back to Bowers. It all comes back to Bowers, because we
back
do.
Because
look at tight end, man. Juwan Johnson, this is the last year of his deal. You know, he only signed that 2-year deal, so you're going to have to.
It's going to be a rough draft night on day one when both of y'all are in tears when he's on the board.
I'm already.
And we don't take him.
I'm already preparing.
I'm already, yeah. But
I've been preparing.
Here's the flip side. If that shit happens,
yeah,
I think we're going to be, we'll be at the meetup with the block party guys at Bayou, what, Beer Garden we're going to?
Yeah, they're doing it there again?
I think so, yeah. So if we do draft Bowers,
I won't be going to work the next day.
There might be a situation where the credit card goes up and it's like, I'm buying drinks for the whole fucking bar.
I'll just go up to the bar and not even ask you. This one's on Ortiz.
Yeah, exactly. But no,
I got it on tape.
Well, look, it's the funniest thing, because the three of us who rarely agree unanimously on anything, we're all pounding the table for Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
And part of it is I'm fucking sick of watching Juwan Johnson. Like, this fucking dude cares more about TikTok and Instagramming than he does about making
tough
catches.
Don't forget your prediction for this year, though.
I go back to what I said. I got bullied into it. I started listening to people who I thought knew what they were talking about.
You know, Max, I just called it like I saw it. You know, I just said, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Sadly, Corey was right on that one. And
my not hot take was my best take.
Player value for Baker's contract. Projected value,
mm-hmm.
4 years, 65.
It's gonna be double that.
It's gonna be three times that. It's gonna
it's
be.
It's not gonna be three.
It's so, gonna be. It's gonna be four for 160.
Also, looking at what these websites are
putting
out,
he's gonna get the car deal.
This is NFL.com.
The car got that deal. Baker should get that deal because he's a better quarterback.
Two guys that we've mentioned. Well, these rankings are interesting. The 101 best free agents according to Greg Rosenthal. Andres Pete. Is on the list.
Look, we know you don't like Pete.
No,
Pete is a good player.
I'm on board.
Have you come around to it yet?
I've come around with him being the left tackle.
Where's he at, Corey? Where's he at?
What do you think?
I'm going to say 60.
All right, we got a 60.
What are we saying? The actual
overall.
What do you think his rank is? He's in the list of 101.
I'm going to guess in offensive lineman, he's in the top 10 for sure.
Overall,
probably in the 50s.
This is one guy, Greg Rosenthal.
50s.
96.
Okay.
Which is good for us. Which is good. You know, hopefully that's
that is good.
If that's true,
I'd have to see the whole list.
Hopefully that's accurate.
I'm going to tell you,
I'm surprised by that. I would have said 50, 60.
It
as
is
well.
Imperative that we re-sign him.
Yeah, and then Michael Thomas is also on the list.
Well, he should be.
What do you think he's? What do you think Michael Thomas is?
60s. I was going to say he's like the 9th or 10th receiver.
There's not a lot of receivers this year though, because they got T. Higgins got franchised, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to say he's the 9th or 10th receiver.
I'm going to say he's top 7 receiver, probably around
60.
70.
He's not in the 90s.
101?
He's 101.
Yes! 101.
Which is funny. Hey. I mean, maybe we overvalue these guys because they're
on
our team.
I don't overvalue him. He's fucking... Dude, he's...
No, but I mean, like...
I don't want him for $6 million, dude.
Our grades are...
It's time to go.
I don't want him for the minimum.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The expiration date has come and gone. Go to another team. Go to a contender. Go to Chiefs.
You're not having any, like, scoring lover, like, one more chance?
No.
And look, I'll be honest with you. I hope he goes and has a great season.
I hope he kills it wherever he goes.
I wish him nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
His time here is done.
It's done.
Jeremy Chin's...
he would be...
That would be awesome.
That would be incredible.
I'm not going to lie. Where's he in there?
He's ranked at 66.
I would sign him
he's
tomorrow.
He's 66? Are you
kidding
me?
The write-up is that if he had been a free agent 2 years ago, he'd have been top 30, but the injuries, linebacker skill set, fell out of favor during his time under coordinator.
I'll take him. In our scheme, I'll take him in a second.
Yeah.
Weaken a division rival and strengthen
But the last line to Greg Rosenthal's credit is, but... The talent is in there for the right coach.
And
to
he's only
out.
What, 26, 27?
I think
probably?
Dennis Allen would love him.
Oh,
Jeremy
for
Chin.
Sure. He can move all over.
He's a movable chess piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a way better Jonathan Abram.
Yeah.
Look, you called it on Abram. Abram's exactly, he's the guy we don't have in the room that just straight up traditional strong safety, a monster against the run, coming up in the box.
In Oakland, but when you saw him hit, you know, when you watch the tape, he's a thumper.
Hey, look, he was a first-round pick.
Plays.
And here's the deal. D.A., we can rag on D.A. all day for his faults.
As a defensive coach.
One of the things that is not his fault is fucking coaching.
Secondary, especially.
Secondary. Yeah, he knows the secondary, man. And those motherfuckers perform under him.
Yeah, I agree.
He is elite at that.
Elite.
If we want a player coach, Calais Campbell still apparently in the league.
I would love for him to be here and help.
He's like 6 foot a million.
6'9". 6'8", 6'9", yeah.
38 years old. Hey, he's my age. Look at that.
Yeah, if he wanted to come teach, I'm all for it. And let him get in the rotation.
Absolutely.
I would do it.
He's but again, he strikes me as someone who's going to a
if he's playing, he's going to a contender, 100%.
Yeah. These are the guys that are going to sit out training camp. They're not going to sign until September.
He might re-sign with that Atlanta too.
I agree with that. He wouldn't come here, but if he wanted to come help bring along, I would be all for that. Yeah. That guy's a monster.
Let me ask you, okay, one more position that I think we've mentioned before. I think free agency could fill it. Running back.
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
So you don't want to do the... We mentioned one episode ago. Well, here's the deal, though. What the Lions did. You know, where they brought in...
where they drafted their running back and they...
But they traded Swift.
They traded Swift.
They brought in Montgomery.
But then Montgomery...
To replace Williams. Got younger.
But Montgomery was kind of their, you know...
Montgomery's the younger, better Williams.
Right. But he was still a vet. He wasn't a draft pick.
26. That's fine, but we went the vet route last year.
We went the old...
Let me ask you this.
Old vet route. I'm saying, what if
this is my ignorance. Are we able to get out of Jamal right now?
It's going to be a hit. They probably won't. They'll probably keep him this year.
We're not doing anything.
It won't be a large hit.
He's on the team. They're not going to cut him.
So I think we're rolling with that, and I think we all are in agreement that Kendre needs to be the lead back, and Kamara needs to be him in space, and we let him go nuts and get him a ton of touches.
Yes.
But Kendre needs to be that guy in on first down.
As I said in the infamous debate we had, where I was telling you guys, I want to say back in the first quarter of the season, I said the ideal scenario is that Kendre fucking beats out Jamal and is getting the majority of the snaps by the end of the season.
He did.
It didn't come to fruition until the last game because of injuries, but he showed in the last game that he can be a dynamic running back.
To pivot on that, he needs to beat out AK.
AK has to be the second running back, but the primary satellite weapon.
Right. He needs to be third down guy. He needs to get plenty. I'm not saying even knock his touches, but the offense, as far as the run game, needs to run through Kendre.
Well, we need to make it where it's not where the running back room is not really like a one and a two.
Right.
It's just different types of running back.
Let's put this way. Ideal scenario is AK has 80 to 85 catches, 700, 800 yards, whatever. Like back to the rookie year, you know, first couple of years, it may be like 600, 700, 800 yards rushing.
It's exactly what needs to be. Kendre needs to be Mark Ingram, who gets more carries and is the lead of the run game.
Kendre got
to
have 1,200.
AK needs to be the lead of the running back pass game. Mm-hmm. That's what needs to happen.
The ideal is that they are both.
The blueprint is there.
Just as important to the team because they're both doing well.
They're 1A, 1B.
At their roles.
They're 1A, 1B, but Kendre's primary ball carrier, AK's primary weapon.
Right, yes.
But to answer your original question, absolutely not. Do not sign a running back.
But you need bodies at that position.
Draft in the we have 4 5th round picks.
Okay.
Get the fastest fucking guy that's still there. The kid who ran the 4.33. I don't even think he started a game in his career. I forgot his. I can't remember. Starts with a G. His workout was
Louisville. Goriel.
His workout was off the charts. Explosive as fuck.
Yeah.
He is going to be there in the 5th, 6th, 7th round. Draft somebody like that.
Yeah.
And I love the kid from Tennessee, Jalen Wright. You see his workout? Explosive as fuck. That's a 3rd round pick, though.
Kendre fits this offense very well.
Yes.
Now, it's a one-cut go type of back.
The issue
fits what this dude wants to do.
I'm not against the talent set and the ages of a lot of these free agent running backs. I think it's going to be the price tag. You know, I think especially with all the running back contract drama that happened last year.
It's not worth the money.
You know, because I'm looking at a guy, DeAndre Swift is a free agent. He's 25, but you're going to have to pay him too much.
Yeah, there's no point. Nick, to his credit, has been on the do not pay running back trains longer than anybody I know. And it's also, you know, draft these guys in the mid to late rounds and just keep cycling them in. You should be drafting a running back every year.
You should never be paying a running back.
You should never be paying a running back. You always cycle through them. We love AK, and neither one of us wanted to give AK the big money.
Yeah.
And we love him. He's one of my favorite Saints ever. Yeah. But I did not like – neither of us liked the contract when we gave it to him.
He's still the second highest paid running back in the league. Still.
That's crazy.
4 years later.
McCaffrey?
McCaffrey, that's it. Because they signed like back-to-back.
Yeah.
And McCaffrey got just a little more than AK. Well,
their stats were identical at the time they both signed their contracts. It's just they've gone different directions.
I still wouldn't have done it. Yeah. Even if he was still the second best running back, I still wouldn't have done it because Your money's better spent elsewhere. It just is.
Spend a fifth, sixth, or seventh round. Do the Raheem Mostert route. I think it was the 49ers that had originally drafted him in like the sixth round.
Yeah.
It's the same, the Guerrero, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
It's the same scenario.
Jeff Mostert Wilson, didn't do much. Elijah Mitchell. They just kept cycling all these
exactly.
guys.
And Mostert didn't do shit in college at Purdue. It wasn't like he had some decorated career, but this dude was fast as fuck, ran like a 4.33, and they picked him in like the sixth round. And all of a sudden, 10 years later, this dude has 20 touchdowns in a season. Like, he's still trudging along. So yeah. I'm of the belief, fifth, sixth, seventh round, undrafted, get a running back every single year. Keep the rotation going.
I'm with Corey. You need multiple people in that room.
You need multiple, yeah.
You need to keep drafting them, but never spend big money on them. Just don't.
Yeah,
put it elsewhere.
Tried it with Jamal, and we didn't even give him the ball at the goal line. Until the end. To the very end.
Jesus. He did not play well either. Let's be real.
He was awful.
And I was a big advocate for him. I thought it was a good fit for what we were trying to do.
Yeah, we were all pumped about him. We probably got back to our
in
training
theory,
camp.
In theory, he was the Mark Ingram to Kamara, but it wasn't the
did
case.
Not
in practice, it was not the case.
Just be the boom and the zoom. There was no boom.
No.
Well, there was no zoom.
All right, so to finish
and the boom
up.
Blew up before they could
real
do anything.
Quick, finish up. Max, number one position you'd like to see us address in free agency, if you had to pick one position that we shore up.
I'll say defensive line. It can be a tackle or an edge.
Corey?
Yeah, I got to go with the same thing. I lean more towards interior for free agent.
So. I'm fine with either. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm fine with either. I think, like I said in the draft episode, I think edge is the biggest need for the team because if we can get edge, the secondary is going to dominate.
Yep.
I really believe that. If we can get anything from the edge and just cause pressure, our secondary is so good. So that's my biggest need, whether it is the draft or whether it is free agency. I just want to see that addressed heavily.
Yeah.
Now, if Christian Wilkins is sitting there and we have to decide whether all of our money goes to Christian Wilkins, I'm totally fine with it. And
I'm
then we figure it out.
I'll back up the truck.
Yeah. In
back
a second. So, defensive line for sure. Edge being number one priority for me this offseason. I just want to see some help for the secondary where they don't have to defend for eternity to disrupt offenses.
Yeah. Imagine
Nick
a world.
Wants to see no more coverage sacks.
Look, imagine a world where you can sign Christian Wilkins and you can draft Dallas Turner and you bring back Marshawn Lattimore.
This sounds like the beginning of a 30 for 30. What if
But think about
that's
that
true.
Scenario.
No, I mean, that'd be amazing.
That defense is going to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So. But any more thoughts on free agency?
Nah, I think it's pretty set out. I mean, the goal with free agency is to just put yourself in a position to do BPA in the draft.
Absolutely.
Plug
that's
the holes,
what I want to be.
You know?
Best player available at 14 because some stud is going to be sitting there for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Brock Bowers, no matter what.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right, you want to roll us out here, Max?
Yeah, I think we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of the 28-3 podcast, and we'll catch you guys later.
Boom.
What a comeback!